This podcast contains explicit language and content and is for mature audiences only.
Hey, you teenagers out there. If you're under 18, this show is more for your parents. So now that you have that mental picture stuck in your head, put some music on and get back to doing your homework.
We are a longtime married couple who's decided to chronicle our personal adventures and share our sex-positive discussions as we navigate our way through the swinging lifestyle.
Care to join us?
Hello, everyone. I'm Mr. Jones.
And I'm Mrs. Jones, and we want to welcome you to episode 151 of the We Got a Thing podcast.
And we're going to, eventually, in a minute, we're going to talk about how lifestyle resorts are a gateway to ethical non-monogamy.
Yes.
As it was for the Joneses.
Yes.
All those years ago.
And we're still enjoying it.
We are.
Yeah.
And there's more of them now, which is really good. It's good for the community. This is one of the nights throughout the year that the HOA is not going to write us a naughty gram.
Yes. Today is St. Patrick's Day.
The rule is that your pool lights and your lanai lights have to be white unless it's a holiday. And today's St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
So we're allowed to put green out. Although we've been known
there's
to break
a lot
the rule.
Of rebels in this neighborhood.
Well, we were on Saturday night when I asked you what color you wanted and we
I
went for
pink.
Like a pink.
Yeah. Yeah. Our pool has these different like settings and it has a really pretty like violet pink color. And the lights that we have mounted on the cage, we have our pool is screened in. So the cage around the pool has lights mounted on the posts.
Yeah.
And you can, it's a color wheel. So you can like zone in exactly.
I know.
And you're really good at that. It creates a super sexy vibe.
I know. It's a lot of fun. We did that Saturday night. Which, don't get me off topic, because that was...
Jumping ahead to a snapshot.
Well, we got to use some of our naughty stocking gifts. And you're finding that you... Well, we are finding that we have new areas of our sex life to explore.
Yes.
And that's always exciting.
Yep.
Especially
between the all of the personality tests, the erotic blueprint tests, the... books I read, like I've become a student of sexuality in my elder years.
Yeah.
And I'm dragging you along with me.
No, I've got to give you credit because it was before we got in the lifestyle when we were going to go on that cruise together for our 20th or 25th anniversary.
20th, yeah.
And before that, I bought you those two blowjob books.
Yeah.
And you read them cover to cover. And then I was the beneficiary of, I don't know what. We had a streak going of I don't know how many nights.
I know. It was a
lot. We were measuring it into the months after a while. So you've always been a student of sexuality.
Yes.
So I applaud you for that.
Hey, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Well,
right?
I like the fact that you tell me what you want because we were talking about it and I said, well, we can get the bed restraints out. And we decided that's what we were going to do. And I said, now I can be restrained or... you can be restrained, and you spoke right up.
I know.
You said, oh, well, I'll be restrained.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
And you blindfolded me, too. And that was like a whole new element. So, because I tend to close my eyes a lot during sex. We're totally getting off topic here. But I
don't
tend
think
to close
people
my,
are going to mind.
I know. I close my eyes a lot during sex, and it's not because I'm trying to block anything out. It's because I'm trying to absorb what my other senses are experiencing. So I had two deprivations on Saturday night. You know, I couldn't move because you restrained me and then you blindfolded me. So then I couldn't see. And it really heightened all my other senses that were still working.
Yeah. And I used the flogger on you for a while.
Yeah.
And then I would take a little bit of break and take a sip of my sipping tequila.
You know, I didn't even know you were drinking that until you kissed me and then I could taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We bought a nice bottle of tequila and Cozumel.
Yeah, but we did. Thank goodness it tasted good because we spent a lot of money on it and didn't get to taste it.
Yeah. And then progressed from there, got a little bit slappier. with it. And then, you know, you've always complained about your nipples not being erect enough. But by the time I decided to put the nipple clamps on you, your nipples were ready.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that part too. Ooh.
Yeah. And then I like
it. There was a lot going on Saturday night.
When you arch your back up off the bed. Mm. Yeah. So it was fun.
All right.
And then your sex toy battery died.
Oh.
Well, we had finished. We had finished. I had gotten you all worked up. I had put the nipple clamps on. I was tugging on them. I was rubbing you. And I finally undid your restraints. And then
I was still wired. Like, I think that whole experience just had me wired. Like, because sometimes after sex, I just want to be a guy and I just want to roll over and go to sleep because I'm totally like chill. I was the opposite.
Right.
Like, I was still like, everything was still like really, all of my senses were heightened at that still. Yeah.
Well, then we had missionary sex and then my favorite doggy sex. And then that's where I finished. And then when you rolled off of you, I said, you know, you can grab your toy if you want to keep going. And you didn't even hesitate.
I was like, hey, that's a great idea.
And then
it died.
It died on you.
It was literally 2 seconds. I just needed 2 seconds. Like, I was already starting to come and it died.
You were edging yourself.
Yes. I was totally edged, just ready to go. And it didn't, I could tell it was kind of a lower pitch than normal. So I could tell it was kind of tired, but I really didn't think it was going to let me down like that.
Yeah.
And then it took like 10 minutes with other, because then I couldn't find another.
Well, you kept changing them out and then you were doing two at a time. You were looking for the right combination to get you back to where you were.
Yeah. It took a hot minute.
But it worked. You eventually got there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not supposed to be talking about all this and keeping up with the Joneses.
That was kind of my snapshot, but oh well.
Oh,
a little out of order.
I have a different snapshot. I think you might have one too.
All right. That was a premature snapshot.
Yeah, yeah. That was a teaser. Okay, let me gather my thoughts. A little bit of business before we move forward. Thanks to all of you who have joined our free information hub from our website. That is our interactive newsletter. If you'd like to be a part of that, just go to our website and join. Also, if you want to, we've gotten a lot of you have emailed us for promo codes to join our community. So if you'll just send me an email at mrjones@wegotathing.com or use the contact me button on our website and introduce yourselves and ask for a promo code, I'm happy to send that to you. Speaking of promo codes, Desire finally gave us promo codes.
Oh, you hadn't even told me that yet.
I'm telling you right now.
All right.
But it's only for the June 20th to 27th and the November 14th to 21st weeks.
Ah, okay.
So those are...
Well, you got to start somewhere, I guess.
Those are both WGT promo codes, and they're for an additional 10% off. Premier customers, members are not eligible. We're going to keep those promo codes inside of our community for the next month to give our community members first crack before November and June sell out. And then next month, we'll probably announce what they are on the podcast. And also, we went on a cruise.
Yes, we did.
We were gone for almost 3 weeks.
Never ending vacation.
I know. I'm so proud of you. Ugh. Like we've never been away from home that long, and you didn't do much work.
No, I did have to work, but I did everything that was time sensitive. And then when I got home, I wasn't even really behind.
Right.
So it was a miracle.
You were pleasant to be around.
I know.
Oh my. Yeah, it was another. We went last year. This is our second year. It was a virgin voyage, and we ended up Devious Dragonfly, a member of our community, is who hosted it and put it together. And that was a 4-night cruise.
Yes,
and then we snuck back on the ship and did a 5-night cruise.
Yeah,
just us.
Well, it was a 4-night cruise, but people, including us, started rolling into Miami like two days ahead of time.
Right.
So you and I had 2 nights at a hotel in Miami and then 4 nights on the cruise with the group, because some of us started rolling in on Monday and then everybody was there Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And the hotel lobby was rocking.
Yeah.
That was a fun night.
It was a fun trip, and Virgin didn't disappoint. you know, the adults only concept that they have has really taken off.
Yes, it is.
So thanks to you all. Thanks, Cheryl, for putting that on. And thanks for everybody who attended. It was a lot of fun. We got to go back to Key West, one of our favorite spots.
Yes.
Mrs. Jones got to roll her own cigar in Cozumel.
I did. That was so much fun. I don't necessarily want to smoke it, but I kind of do because, like, I made it.
Well, I'm not going to smoke it. You can smoke it.
Are you going to smoke yours?
Yeah.
But you're not going to smoke mine.
No.
You're just jealous because our instructor told me that I was a natural.
You were the teacher's pet.
I was a natural.
You were flirting with him. You were cheating.
He was feeding us tequila. So, of course, I was flirting with him.
Yeah.
That was a fun day.
Yeah. And we got to go back to Bimini. And the main thing is we got to catch up with a lot of friends that we haven't seen in a long time.
Yes.
And there were 35 couples. And there was another lifestyle group on the first week, too.
Yeah.
So
that was crazy.
It was a semi-lifestyle cruise.
Yeah. I mean, there were like 35 couples-ish in our group. And their group was bigger than ours.
Right.
So there was a lot of swingers.
Yeah. It was good. Okay, well, that leads us into our segment too. So when we come back, we had George on with us last July,
yes,
episode 137, and he introduced the lifestyle resort the resort that's going to host lifestyle activities back in July, and we finally got to go, and we're going to tell you all about it when we get back.
Welcome back to segment two. We are going to talk about our amazing time in Jamaica. So what we didn't mention on our never-ending vacation is that we started at George's Resort in Jamaica.
Right.
And then from there, we ended up in Miami and then on the cruise ship. So we started out like ultimate luxury.
We literally did planes, trains, and automobiles.
And boats.
Yeah. So we
did it all.
Because we flew to Jamaica.
Yep.
Flew back to Miami.
Yep.
Got on a boat. Got back to Miami. Got on the Brightline train from Miami to Orlando.
And then we drove home from Orlando.
Yep. So, yeah. It was quite the whirlwind. But what you and I were talking about, though, is how these resorts are just a little bit different from each other and how it's a very safe space to start your journey if you're curious about what it means to be in the lifestyle.
Right. So when we got to Miami from Jamaica, you and I had kind of a day to ourselves and we were reflecting back on our experience and we were saying, you know, well, first of all, we had an amazing time and it's an amazing place and a fantastic group of people. But the whole vibe of the weekend was incredibly sexy, incredibly luxurious, and also a really low-key, safe space. And I use the word safe a lot when I'm talking about lifestyle events because I need to feel, of course, physically safe, but that's really not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to like emotionally safe or, you know, I can't get into that groove.
Yeah.
If I feel out of my comfort zone, like if I'm not meshing with the group of people or I feel like the environment isn't secure where somebody could like, you know, just drift in to our crowd and, you know, not really be part of our group. And the experience we had in Jamaica was fantastic.
Yeah. And before we go any further, we would recommend you go back and listen to 137 if you haven't done so. George gives a whole lot of details about the resort and that's what it's called, the resort. Yes. And we will have all of the website information attached to the show notes of this podcast. But I will tell you that the website is the-group.co. And that's where you can go to learn about everything that George has to offer, the upcoming dinners, the Jackets Required events, and how to become a member and, you know, potentially be able to travel down to the resort.
Right. The resort isn't someplace that you can find on Expedia.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of a closed... It's a closed environment that you have to be invited to, essentially.
Yeah.
And that happens when you become part of the group.
Yeah. And I think what we want to do, you know, Desire has a vibe. Temptations has a bit of a different vibe. I'm sure from what we've heard, Hedo has a vibe. Virgin Voids has a vibe.
Bliss Cruises have a vibe. Yeah.
We want to go through the vibe, you kind of the beginning to end experience, and then we'll get back into reviewing some of the specifics about the resort itself. But when we landed and when we came out of the jetway.
Yeah, so you fly to Montego Bay, Jamaica. That's the closest airport, at least for now.
Yeah, that we came out of the jetway. So we haven't even picked up our bags. And there's a gentleman there standing there with our name, with a plaque with Mr. and Mrs. Jones on it. And he escorted us through customs and through immigration, got our bags for us, escorted us out in front of the airport.
No, took us to a lounge.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Where we could get refreshments and go use to the bathroom and get a bottle of water. And
right.
Yeah.
Right. And then he took us out to the black car that was waiting for us. I mean, it is an hour and 45 minute. It was an hour and 45 minute ride, but it was really comfortable. It was a beautiful day.
It's a scenic ride.
We had good internet connection, so you can be on your phone or whatever. Very scenic ride.
But you're driving along the coastline, and then you drive through all these little towns and villages, and it past other resorts. Like, it's just very beautiful.
Yeah, and we were headed to Negril. Oh, we drove through some of the devastation. You know, because we were all wondering last fall when the hurricane came through, and George was telling us that some of his staff members had just now recently been, their electricity had been fully restored.
Yeah, in the middle of February. And that, I think the hurricane was in like the middle of October.
Yeah. So we did see some of that in the middle of the country, but then as we moved north and west, you know, there wasn't nearly as much damage.
Yeah.
So anyway, you described, we pulled up to the resort and you described it to one of our friends, and we're geezing here a little bit, as Fantasy Island.
Right. So like, you know, you're in this beautiful black SUV. It pulls up, you know, to the lobby area, and there's five people standing there. You know, there's one lady holding a basket with ice cold washcloths to, you know, wipe down because it's hot out. And then another lady had two cucumber drinks on a tray waiting for us to refresh, you know, after the long car ride. Actually, one of the owners of the resort was standing there greeting us, and our butler was there, and then a bellman was there to get our bags. And they knew exactly who we were because, of course, they arranged the transportation for you. That's part of the experience.
Right.
When you book at the resort.
So they're tracking the vehicle.
Yeah, so they know that you're on the way. And you've taken care of all of the logistics before you get there. Like, they have your payment information. They have copies of your passport because you always have to do that when you're in other countries. And they have any food allergies on file that you have, or any food preferences, pillow menu preferences, like you name it.
Yeah.
They've gathered all of that information before you arrive, so that when you arrive, you can actually be on vacation the minute you get out of the car.
Yeah, and the other thing they gave me was a name, and somebody texted me and said, yes, I am your concierge before you arrive. If you have any problems, text me. And sure enough, when we went out to find our car, we couldn't find it. And so I texted her, and she says, stand by. And then she says, you're outside. You need to go back into the counter and ask for this person. So immediately she answered the text. So I had somebody texting me before we even left home, saying, here's my phone number. We know when you're coming. We got everything is ready. Text me if you need anything during your trip. So yeah, we pulled up. They took our bags, and then they, you know, there's no check-in process.
Just went straight to our room.
Well,
he showed us around.
The butler showed us around. Well, we talked with one of the owners for a while, and then The butler, our concierge, took us on a tour of the property, which is beautiful, and we'll get back to that. Finally got around to where our room was, opened the door. Our luggage is already in there. You know, he shows us around, gives us his WhatsApp number, you know, asks us what else we need. He comes back and escorts us to dinner.
Well, we had fresh flowers and champagne in our room, and
they had a thing.
Yeah, they did. It was so cute.
Out in palm.
And like in palm fronds, they spelled we got a thing on our bed, but then also on the sofa downstairs, it said welcome.
No, it said welcome. It said WELCOM. Remember, there was no E.
Well, it's so funny. It was cute. A little longer. There was no room for
the
E.
It was cute. It was a two-room villa, and we'll get back, or a two-level, one-room villa, and we'll get back to that. But, you know, and then we'll talk about what we did there. But when it was time to leave, it was the same thing. The butler came, picked up our luggage, car was right out front, took us right back to the airport, took us inside. We got through security and we had access to the airport lounge because we were there like 3 hours early or two hours early. Got in the lounge, got all the benefits of the lounge, the breakfast, the mimosas, coffee, whatever you wanted. And you sat there until your flight was ready. So just the overall travel, communication, transportation, the greeting, how you are treated when you get there. And it wasn't just because it was the Joneses. This is their standard procedure for people who come. So that was really nice. It got the trip off to a really good start.
The only bad thing about it is I think on the last day, you and I were laying out by the water. And I was like, damn, you know, it's just like when you get a balcony on a cruise ship, you can't go back.
Oh, I know.
And this resort was so nice. And I was just like, damn.
So let's talk about the resort. It's, as we mentioned, and George talks about this in 137, it's in Negril. You know, somebody did mention to us, I think it was George, that there is planned in the future an airport in Negril. But he said the way things work in Jamaica, it might be a few years before it's actually there.
Yeah, I mean, he said they're saying, I think, 2 years, which, you know, means probably three or four, but that's not that long.
Right. So there's no beach, but there's cliffs and rock formations. It's beautiful.
Stunning.
Because you're elevated over the water. So as you're at the edge of the property, you're looking down and out. And of course, the sun is setting. It's looking west. So the sun is always setting, you know, every evening, just about dinner time, which was perfect. The hotel itself, I guess, would you describe it as like a boutique resort?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think there's just over 30 rooms in the original property, but they have actually purchased the property adjacent just to the north. And, you know, I think someday their hope is that they would be able to do the same thing to the property adjacent on the south side.
Yeah.
So that would be really, you know, nice to be able to add on to it someday, but it'll still be a very intimate property. They're not going to make it, you know, 100 rooms or anything.
Yeah. It's a beautiful facility. They took us on a tour. We got the backstage pass tour. We got to go through the kitchen, and which they're building an addition onto the kitchen because they're planning on a Michelin star chef coming in. I mean, we'll get to the food in a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we walked next door to the property that they had just purchased. They've already got surveying done for the couple of buildings they're going to put there. As you mentioned, they're going to expand the other direction too. The property itself it's small, but it's vast. I mean, it felt really big on the inside. I mean, the grass areas are beautiful, very well maintained.
You know, the buildings are kind of arranged in like a horseshoe so that there's a big, beautiful, multi-level pool in the middle of the resort.
Yeah.
And there's a stage area right near the cliffs so that like you can, you know, I think people have weddings there. We actually had a concert there. The band set up on that stage and it was perfect for an evening concert. You know, so there's a lot of open area. The restaurant is kind of tucked in there and but it's open and the you can see the water and
well, there's
landscaping is perfect.
Yeah, beyond the stage where the band was, it drops down a level, and then that's where the bar area is. Yeah. And then off to the right, kind of like a split level, that's where the restaurant is with the outdoor seating. And so wherever you are, whether it's, you know, on the in the grassy area near the stage, at the bar, or in the restaurant, at the restaurant, you're looking out at the water.
Yeah.
And
the sunset.
And the sunset, yeah. which is amazing. So beautiful venue. Our room was amazing. Now they have everything from between a one bedroom room to a villa.
Yeah.
We were in a one bedroom villa.
It was a separate building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It had the living area on the bottom floor with a terrace off to the, or like a patio off to, like a covered patio, which would have been nice. Luckily, it didn't rain while we were there, but that would be nice in the rain. And then you went up the stairs to a beautiful bedroom that was all glass in the front with a big balcony that you could go out on. It had a hammock on it and two lounge chairs. And then the bathroom was humongous and really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
And the shower was in the front of the building. So like I actually took a picture like of the shower with the window with the ocean. Like it was crazy how beautiful the view was in the shower.
Yeah.
So everything about it was just very top notch. And we had turn down service and
The bedroom was upstairs. There were the sitting area was down, the living room was downstairs. Of course there was a full bar or well, a mini bar, fridge. And then off to the side was a patio where they brought our coffee in the morning. So we could walk out the side sliding glass door and sit out there and have coffee and see everything. So it, you know, the rooms were amazing. I think one of the things, and we've touched on this, that sets this resort apart is the service. I think there's a lot of factors here, and George alluded to this. First of all, in Jamaica, there's not as much of a language barrier as there is in Mexico and Dominican. And I believe the Jamaican people are more, service is a part of their business culture. You know, they've had resorts there for a long time. There's actually a college or a university that people can go to there and you know, be trained and providing
hospitality.
Yeah. So they were very happy, very, very, very attentive. I mean, our concierge was messaging us every couple of hours, almost to the point where I was like, dude, I don't need anything. You take a break.
Well, we would say we don't need something, then he would surprise us with something.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that he did when we said we wanted to go downtown for dinner, I had messaged our friend Mickey of Mickey and Mallory from Casual Swinger because he knows the area. He recommended Ivan's. So we told our butler that he made the reservations for us and got us a car
and
escorted us out front.
We went with two other couples. It was really fun.
Yeah. So we did do that was Valentine's Day, wasn't
it? Yes, it was.
That's right. Because I had a red shirt on and and you.
And that was the big Valentine's party that night.
George's event was Wednesday through Sunday.
Well, I think it officially started on Thursday, but a lot of people came in on Wednesday.
Right. And we got there on Thursday and we stayed until Monday. So most of the guests left on Sunday. So we almost had the resort to ourselves on Monday. And that's when he set up that really nice dinner for just the two of us, which was amazing. The food. I mean, he's saying he's going to bring in a Michelin star chef, but the food was fabulous. The food was so much better than Desire Food.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just the variety that they had. Breakfast was amazing. I mean, I'm a breakfast person. And the breakfast that they had were amazing every morning. So I was really happy with the food. And I don't really, even though one thing we didn't talk about was this is not an all-inclusive.
Right.
It's an a la carte. And so as we're talking about food and drinks, and it was top shelf liquor, I didn't notice the prices any different than around here.
Oh yeah,
at a nice restaurant.
That's how much we pay.
Yeah,
well, like if we go to brunch over like in Alice Beach, we pay more for brunch than we did.
Yeah.
At the resort. Yeah. I mean, it's very just normal pricing. Now, it's not inexpensive, but it's normal pricing that you would expect to pay at a nicer place.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, typically when we're on these types of vacations, we sleep in and then we have a breakfast and then maybe we'll have a snack in the afternoon. But, there's menus at the pool and they'll bring you food at the pool if you want it.
Yeah. We did that and then a couple days.
We ate dinner there. We did go out the one night, but we ate dinner there at the resort. But food and liquor, we told stories about going to Grand Miche's and the bartender's not even knowing how to make a dirty martini.
I know. I taught him.
These bartenders, not only do they know how to make drinks, but they have personality. And
yeah.
They remembered your name. And they remembered what you wanted and how to make your drink. So, again, the bartenders were a lot of fun. Yeah. Now that we've described all of all of the elements included in this resort, let's talk about the event itself.
Right, because this was a planned weekend event.
Yes. If you were a member of
the group,
you were invited to attend this event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was Valentine's weekend.
Yeah.
So that, like Mr. Jones said a couple minutes ago, the weekend started, let's say, essentially on Thursday, and it went through Saturday evening, Sunday morning. And so when we got there Thursday night, there was a cocktail hour after we got in and got settled. We had time to unpack and kind of get cleaned up and get ready for dinner. And then we went down and there was a cocktail hour as the sun was setting, which was just mind-blowing. It was so pretty. And we live here at the beach and we have amazing sunsets here. But a Jamaican sunset on the west end of the island is incredible.
Yeah.
Then we were escorted up to the terrace behind the restaurant, and they had a big table set up for everyone there that weekend. I think there were 10 couples in attendance. So they had a big, long table set up, and we got to sit down and share a meal together. And the meal was all catered in, and everything was just paired with wine, and the chef would describe each course as it was being presented, and everything was extremely fresh.
Yes.
And well prepared.
Yeah.
And there was music that night, like chill music, like after dinner. And that was just kind of a fun evening getting to know everybody. And then Friday morning we woke up, and I think there was like a buffet kind of brunch set up. And so we got to kind of sit with people and get to know other people. And I think you kind of got to do your own thing on Friday morning. Like I think some people went into town and kind of like did the shops and stuff. And there's a famous bar there called Rick's, and we never made it over to Rick's.
No.
We could have done that on the last day when we were kind of on our own, but we were
enjoying the resort.
We were just loving the life of just laying around, enjoying the water. But then in the afternoon, though, they had a pool party, and there was a resident DJ that spent the weekend with us, and she was fantastic. First of all, she was gorgeous,
right,
and very personable.
Yeah,
and she was really good at reading the crowd, and took like really like good old like 80s and 90s music, but she like turned it into like this really fun house music.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty fun pool party that afternoon.
Yeah. And the pool was optional.
Yes.
So topless optional.
Yes.
And we didn't mention that. The resort is not clothing optional. It's
right.
The ladies can go topless, but yeah. So that was Friday, and then we had dinner again at the restaurant on, because Saturday was.
It was Friday night. Yeah, this was Friday. The first full day was Friday for us.
Right, right.
Yeah. So then there was another dinner Friday night, and then there was this crazy after party on the lawn. I think I referred that they set up a band on this, like this staging area where you could like have a wedding, but they set it up for the band. And the name of the band is a Cuban band called Porno Son.
P-O-R-N-O-S-O-N.
So you got to look them up. I found them on Spotify. We had so much fun dancing that night.
Well, what were the words? The song was Everybody Love Everybody.
The name of the song is Everybody Wants Love.
Everybody
want to fuck everyone here.
Everybody love everybody want to fuck everybody here.
Yeah.
Or everyone here or something like that. But let me tell you, that sounds kind of gimmicky. They were a tight band. They were amazing musicians.
Yeah. That afternoon they did a dress rehearsal and our villa was pretty close to the stage and you and I were just sitting outside before we went in to shower.
So sound check was a concert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, oh my gosh, if this is just a sound check, this is going to be off the charts tonight.
Amazing entertainment. And then, of course, it was on the lawn.
Yes.
And that's where we danced. And there were only, what, how many of us? 25 or 30?
Yeah.
So they brought out a portable bar.
Yeah. The drinks were flowing. And then next to the portable bar, there was a table with this Jamaican guy and the piles of marijuana sitting there with the three different strains. And they had the little sign out describing each strain. Well, I don't know anything about it. Like, we've always worked for the federal government. We haven't been able to partake. But, you know, since you're retired and I'm kind of retired, we're like, what the heck? So this guy was rolling them for us. So I guess he was called the roller, right?
He was legit.
Yeah.
He was legit. He had the hat, the dreads.
Oh.
He was Jamaica Mon. There is no doubt about it. And that made it so authentic. So we were partaking and then we were drinking and the band was fabulous. So, you know, that was just amazing.
We even got George out on the line.
We did.
He took his jacket off, rolled his sleeves up.
Yeah.
He was having a good time.
Yeah, good for you. You got George out there.
I know. I got to dance with George. It was pretty fun.
And, you know, the next day was more of the same, except for that's the evening. It was Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's
so
when
that
we
was
went
Saturday.
Out to Ivan's.
And that was when the DJ and I and one of the other ladies conspired to get all the ladies to take their tops off.
Yeah.
We weren't 100% successful, but we made progress.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the villas, was it the four-bedroom villa or the five-bedroom villa?
Four-bedroom.
That they turned into the after-party location.
Yes.
Late that evening.
Yep.
And that's where the playrooms were. If you wanted to go to the playroom, and then they had a bar set up in there. They had the DJ was there.
Well, I mean, this four bedroom villa is like an apartment.
It was huge.
Yeah, I mean, the downstairs I think had one bedroom.
Yeah,
but it had this huge living area and kind of this like big wet bar area.
Right.
So, and then they had a like this little nook, and the bartender set up bar over in that little nook, and there was music and the DJ was in there, so she had the music going. And then there were a couple bedrooms upstairs if you wanted to go up there and have some sexy fun with people.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure there were people up there.
I'm pretty sure there was. We enjoyed our villa. I mean, we had morning sex a lot.
Yes, we did.
There.
Well, again, you open the curtains and, you know, there's the Caribbean just in all of its beautiful blue glory.
You know what we haven't talked about yet are the people.
Yes.
I mean, we got to, with only 10 or 12 couples, we got to know everybody.
Yeah. And we did a good job at dinner every night because we sat at these long tables and I think you and I pretty much got to sit next to everybody.
Yeah.
And if not, we caught them at the pool.
Right.
So really nice people, and a really unexpected surprise for you and I
yeah.
is we had friends that showed up.
Yeah.
We had no idea they were going to be there.
Right. They knew we were going to be there.
Well, I think it was a last minute thing.
Yeah.
And so they ended up attending at the last minute, and that was awesome because we hadn't seen them in like over a year. And so,
but that happens a lot, and it happens a lot to us because we've been doing this a while. But it happens a lot to every, because it's a small community.
Yeah, it really is.
And so you travel in some of the same circles, then you have to remember, where did we meet you? Where did we spend time together? And but we knew them because we had actually stayed at their house one time.
Yeah,
so we knew them a little bit.
Yeah,
better than most. But great couples.
Oh yeah.
Just fascinating people. And again, this is the people that we meet in the lifestyle and in our community.
Yeah. I mean, all ages.
Just really interesting.
There were some young couples there and that, you know, were we the oldest? Well, maybe we were the oldest, but
right.
Not by much.
Right.
It was a nice age gap, or not age range is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Everybody was hot. Everybody was interesting. A lot of people were on the new side, but that's okay. We yeah. Like newbies.
Yeah. And nobody was pretentious at all.
No.
You know, that was my thought was, you know, are the people going to be standoffish or, and no. And I think everybody, when people weren't socializing, they were together laying at the pool or together going out, you know, to the bar, or, you know, people were really good at doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And not, you know, it wasn't like a cluster of people all weekend.
Right.
We came together and then split apart and came kind of naturally.
Yeah.
And we did the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, you know, another thing they have there is a spa, and we did not partake.
We did not.
But I think a lot of people did, and people were really enjoying their spa treatments. I know.
I should have done that.
I had a friend that got a massage, and she liked it so much, she got another one the next day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there were lots of things to do, and the town was easy to get to. I mean, it was a little bit of a car ride just because the road is kind of narrow, and there aren't like good sidewalks, so it was better to take a car until you got into like the little shopping district.
Yeah.
But so everything is close and convenient. And
I mean, I think we should disclose that a part of our trip was paid for, you know, but we paid for some of it ourselves, just for, to be transparent about it. But we're not, we feel like we're at liberty to talk openly and honestly about it, and I can't think of anything
anything negative.
Yeah,
no, I would go back tomorrow.
Yeah. Like,
it was just the resort itself was great, the group was great, the entertainment was great, the schedule was great.
Yeah. And I would say, don't make an assumption that it's out of your price range, because when you break down the prices of the rooms and the event itself and what comes with that and what doesn't and your airfare, it wasn't any more than it is to go to Desire.
No.
So I found that to be a little surprising that it wasn't a whole lot more than I thought it was going to be. But anyway, one more time before we close, the website is the-group.co. And as I'm looking at the website, there are all kinds of upcoming Just for Dinners. So if you want to attend one and then potentially join as a member, they've got events coming up in Manhattan, Miami, Florida, Austin, Texas, Tampa, Florida, New Orleans, Las Vegas in May, Scottsdale, Palm Beach, Florida, San Diego, San Francisco, Dallas, and all of these are in the next couple of months. So if you go to the website and look at dinners, that's really the place to start. That's where we started way, way back in episode 9.
George is focusing on the resort itself.
Yeah.
Because they are doing a lot of improvements around the resort, and he has lots of, you know, plans to make the expansions and such.
But, you know, I'm impressed with the work that George has done. I mean, his staff is, fortunately, his operations manager stayed on from the previous ownership. And so there's a lot of local knowledge and local relationships and connections that carried on into the new ownership. We did get to meet Scott. Hello, Scott. Scott is George's business partner. Got to have lunch with him or breakfast with him.
Yeah.
Really interesting fellow. So hopefully we are going to continue to collaborate and attend again in the future. Honey, I just noticed there's a dinner in Washington, D.C. in July, too.
Oh.
That's where we went to the first one, right? Or the second one?
We went to the first one.
The very first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in episode 9.
Yes.
A lot has happened since then. But anyway, that's our review of the resort.
Yes.
And
it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do after describing the resort itself and like the weekend is kind of talk about how this type of vacation is kind of a good gateway event if you're interested in being more open-minded as a couple. Like, you know, we're a swinger podcast. And yes, I guess we have to admit that we're swingers, although I really don't like that word after all these years. I still don't like the word because I just think that we're sexually open-minded. And sometimes those adventures include other people. But it's really about our sexual relationship and us growing as a couple after being together for decades.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get that itch and you don't know how to scratch it.
Right.
Because you don't necessarily want to go to like a local club and just dive right in to the deep end.
Right. Yeah.
So there's these opportunities like George's Resort and, you know, and then there's other resorts out there that can give you that environment where you are not in your everyday routine and you can like dress sexy and you can, you know, be a little bit more demonstrative in public because these are adults only places and you don't have to worry about scarring a child and putting a child in therapy because they saw your boob or something.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that, obviously, this is the way you and I found the lifestyle through Desire Resorts. But it's so exciting now to have a whole nother resort brand, you know, coming into the play because we need that.
Yeah. And, you know, it just is a different
vibe.
I would say that this is probably the lowest. There was no pressure at all.
No.
And this trip. Most people were newish, but there wasn't any talk about having sex or going to the playroom or, you know, when you met and talked to people, you didn't get the feeling that they were trying to, you know, pick you up or flirt with you. I mean, there was some of the flirting going on, obviously, as the weekend went on. But this is a much more natural step into the lifestyle where I think a lot of people would find it to be a lower anxiety than going to some of the other Desire, Hedos, Naughty,
right,
New Orleans,
right,
you know, sorts like of the, things.
Like we said, the playrooms were only available one of the evenings, the last evening on Valentine's Day, and they were upstairs. So they weren't in your face, but they were there and they were being used.
Yeah.
And when we talk to people, like you can tell if people are new or if they're experienced, and you just kind of let the conversation like naturally go in that direction.
Yeah.
You know, if you can tell people were experienced, and I would say maybe half the people that we talked to had experiences before.
Yeah.
And we're all there for the same reason. You know, it's just on like how willing you are to try new things. Maybe you're still in the observing stage.
Right.
You know, and you just want to be in that environment.
Right.
Or maybe you do want to hook up. So yeah. Whatever you want to do, that opportunity is there.
Yep. Okay. It was a lot of fun. Thank you, George and Scott and crew.
Yeah.
And
we appreciate the trust that you've put in us to be able to describe the resort, and we hope we do it justice, because we were highly impressed and very excited for you guys.
Yes. Glad.
You got a great product and a great idea.
Yep. And it's good timing.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we may have a snapshot or two to share. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Snapshots.
You have a snapshot?
Well, I already told one at the beginning.
I know, but we went like 2 years without snapshots, so I don't think people are going to care if you have two. We're kind of making up.
Well, I think, are we going to talk about the same session?
I think we are. All right. Yeah. And this has to do with, I'll start, because it has to do with, I wanted to give, people have been asking about my health and my prostate update. I should make that a segment. Prostate update.
That's a good one.
Because I'm clever like that. Now,
it's been almost 4 years. How did it take almost 4 years for you to come up with that?
I don't know.
That's adorable. Yeah. Prostate update.
Yeah. So we were with a couple recently, and we are playing again, and successfully, I might pat myself on the back. I've mentioned that I've struggled a lot. I haven't gotten the full erection naturally back yet. And I was on a Trimix and that didn't work. Y'all have heard that story before. I'm on a Bimix now, and I finally got the dosage right consistently.
Yeah.
And so I'm confident about that. Not only is it working, but I don't get erect right away. There has to be some stimulation. And
I think that's what you didn't like.
That's what I didn't like.
With the Trimix. Yeah. Well, the Trimix hurt also, but then you had tried the Bimix before.
Yeah.
And you said that you got hard right away and then you didn't feel turned on.
I like getting being aroused and going from soft to hard is part of what turns me on. And I dare to say most guys, you know, because getting hard, just like, you know, it would turn the woman on if you know you're getting the guy hard.
Yeah.
But if I'm already hard, you know, you can't take credit for all of it.
But I bet you the average guy probably has never really pondered that.
I didn't think about it until I couldn't do it.
Right.
Right. So anyway, Bimix has been working. You and I almost didn't take enough syringes on our trip. I think I had one left.
That's a good problem.
I know. So anyway, we were with another couple, and I could tell she was a little nervous, even though we know them. And she disclosed that she had been through a medical procedure recently.
Yeah.
And she was nervous that we were going to think something different. And I said, phew. I said, I've been through something. I said, first of all, the fact that you told me that is sexy. Because when somebody's vulnerable with me and then they trust me with that information, then that turns me on. And then I said, look, here's my situation. And I had to update them on my condition. So it was really, before we even played, I felt really comfortable knowing that here was somebody who was a little bit nervous. And I was a little bit nervous because we hadn't played a lot with other people.
Yeah.
But anyway, not only she's a beautiful woman.
Yes,
and
she is.
We've known them for a while, and this is really the first time that we've played, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could tell you were having a good time, which you
I was
can
having
get
a really good time.
And we had talked about if there were any limits, and you know, we said, no, there's no limits. We'll just see how it goes. And I got hard enough to put a condom on and had full penetration sex with her with the condom on. And she was on top of me and just the whole experience of the evening. And I couldn't believe it, but I actually had an orgasm with the condom on, and that's the first time that that's happened in
4 years.
4 years. So it was really special, and I'm glad it was her, and I'm glad it was them. It made for a really special. I mean, don't get me wrong, the sex was hot, and she's gorgeous, and yes. You know, she was on top of me, and I had the full view. She was enjoying herself, which I think was turning me on too, and I was watching you guys. You were enjoying yourself. You weren't paying a damn bit of attention of what was going on my side of the bed, which is always a good thing. But she knows who she is. And, you know, just thank
she's
you.
She's very confident.
Thank you for that. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to the next time.
Very confident and very kind at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the part of that evening that I enjoyed was at one point. Well, first of all, I had a dress on, and the husband said to me while we were dancing at one point, and while we were dancing, he said, "I can't wait to take that dress off of you later."
Oh,
he said, "Make sure that you have that on when we get together." And I was like, "All right." So that is now my very favorite dress. And so anyway. So he took the dress off of me later that evening, and that was actually very sensual and sexy, and I loved that. And then he and I were kind of playing around, like on one couch, and you were with her on the other couch. And then I don't remember exactly what precipitated it, but he and I got over, and I got up and went over to y'all, and you, I guess, got up and made room for us, but I think she was laying on the couch on her back. You were like kneeling, and she was giving you a blowjob, right? Is that what happened?
I think so, yeah.
And then I was going down on her, and then he decided.
Oh, yes, that's what happened.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what
and
happened.
And he decided.
Well, so you went down on her first.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was standing near her head. So then I got down on my knees, and she opened her mouth, and then he got behind you.
Yeah. So then he was doing me doggy style while I was going down on her.
Yeah.
While she was giving you a blowjob. So all four of us were connected, and I love that.
Yeah, I know you do. Can I say it's a better situation when when we're with another couple and you're going down on someone and you're getting it doggy style. It's better if it's a woman you're going down on and not a guy.
Because of the whole teeth issue.
Yeah. 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 You know, cause if he thrusts a little bit too hard, you never know, you know,
you guys are so sensitive about that kind of stuff. I mean, you don't want to bite the lady bits either.
No. Well, you could just have your tongue out.
You know? Well, that's usually what happens. Yeah.
And he can just help, you know, you just have to have your tongue out. You're going to go back and forth. No, when that happened, I knew you were having a good time because we told them afterwards we did spend time separate with each other.
Yeah, that wasn't all that happened, but that's just like, that's that snapshot in my mind. Like that picture of the four of us together on that couch.
And it wasn't planned.
No.
I mean, we did plan the date, but what we were doing specifically was not planned. It just kind of organically happened, which is the best.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, good times.
Back
so,
in the saddle, babe.
Yeah, we will be back in a couple of weeks. We are going to record with Miche from Expansive Connection.
Yes, definitely. We will be learning something, and I'm sure I'll be taking notes because that's what I do when I get together with those people.
Yeah.
They're all so smart and wise and fun.
So, happy St. Patrick's Day. We are Mr. and Mrs. Jones, and we got a thing.
What's your thing?
Hey, this is Jessica. If this episode stirred something in you, curiosity, comfort, or that quiet, I've been looking for this feeling, don't stop here. Go listen to episode 131, Finding Your Tribe and the We Got a Thing community. It's where the conversations go deeper, the connections get real, and you discover that this journey was never meant to be taken alone. Because if you're listening, chances are you've got a thing. A craving for more honesty, more freedom, and a space where you feel understood without having to justify who you are. And we've got a thing, a thriving community built exactly for like-minded couples and individuals ready to explore, grow, and connect with support that's as deep as the desire that brought you here. Head to WeGotAThing.com and come inside, because that thing you've been craving, it's not just a fantasy. It's a real community, and we're waiting for you. Follow us on at WeGotAThing on Instagram and X. That's WeGotAThing for a glimpse into the energy, inspiration, and intention behind everything we do.